Kundalini, we look at points called chakras within the physical body, which are like portals to parts of something called the subtle body. These seem to act as a switchboard between spirit and body, linking the two. In the spiritual realm, there is no space or objects, so the positions of these chakras reside in the physical realm, but they each represent different characteristics of the unconscious, spiritual self. Through Kundalini practice, the spiritual self is awakened. Each teacher has their own way of describing the meaning or essence of Kundalini. There are many approaches. This book will touch on some of those unique practices, but will concentrate on the most common elements of Kundalini practice. The Hidden Treasure. There is a story of a friendless beggar which epitomizes the potential of Kundalini yoga. Once upon a time, a lonely beggar who had always lived in terrible poverty sat under a tree asking for alms from passerby. He survived on the few coins people threw his way. After a long life existing this way, he died. His body remained under the tree. Without friends or relatives, no one cared to remove his body for a proper burial. So, the people who lived nearby decided to bury him where he had lived, under the tree. After digging for a little while, the people encountered a chest filled with great treasure. Within a few feet of the lonesome beggar sat a chest full of gold, and the fool had been sitting on top of it his entire life, begging. If only he had taken the time to dig down within the chosen spot, he could have been a very wealthy man. In a way, the beggar represents those who do not practice Kundalini. They remain poor in spirit, and yet they are so close to a veritable gold mine of treasure. The practice of Kundalini allows us to dig down to find the hidden treasure within us. How was the beggar to know that underneath him was a good place to dig? It all has to do with awareness of one's surroundings. If we never look back, we will never find. If we open our consciousness and wonder what might be there, then we are primed to discover great wonders we never could have otherwise imagined. Welcome to the journey of Kundalini Yoga Practice. Chapter 2. Born out of Ancient Teachings. The Dark Mists of Prehistory. The story of humanity before records were first written remains hidden from our view, but we have clues to a great many things happening beyond that veil which resides at the edge of history. Amongst the threads of ancient history and human prehistory, the philosophical building blocks which ultimately became Kundalini practice were laid down. Here, we will attempt to piece together some of those threads to get a sense of where this wisdom may have originated. The earliest glimpse remains only a tangential clue at best. It comes from a Greek philosopher named Plato, about 427 to about 348 BC. In his dialogues, Timaeus and Critias, the latter of the two remains unfinished, he told of a remarkable island empire named Atlantis. Mention this name to most any scientist these days, and you're likely to receive a cold glare of disdain. To most professionals, Atlantis is a blasphemous name worthy of scorn. Ironically, their disdain for the subject left the field wide open for other researchers. Scientist and writer Ron Martin Jr. found evidence of an Atlantis-like event occurring right when Plato said the legendary island empire succumbed to the sea. Three separate pieces of scientific evidence, each from a different discipline, coincide with that controversial date, Plato's approximation of 9600 BC. In the science of oceanography, we find evidence of sea level rising for thousands of years after the depths of the last glacial period of the current ice age. Then, at 9620 BC, there seems to have been a sudden 2-meter drop in sea level consistent with an Atlantis-sized piece of land collapsing somewhere in the oceans of Earth. In the science of glaciology, we find evidence of a major volcanic eruption in the Greenland ice core at GISP 2 for 9620.77 BC. And in the science of paleoclimate, we find